In continuing our teaching, staying too long in the place of breaking forth, we came from Hosea chapter 13, verses 13. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he shall not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. The analogy is like a woman that's pregnant, and after 9 months, she will give birth to what she's been carrying. No woman that's normal will carry a baby for 9 months and then kill it. And I'm saying that for a reason. On the spiritual sense, there are many of you listening to me as God was showing me in part one of this teaching. You've been before God, you've been fasting, you've been praying, you've been crying out to God. God has birthed visions in you. He has birthed dreams in you. He has given you things he wants you to do. But you have stayed too long in the place of breaking forth. Now, what can cause a woman to miscarry what she's been carrying? Note something. A woman cannot have a miscarriage with nothing. That means she was carrying something in her, but it missed. What do you mean it missed? Let's kind of break this down, because this is going to help you to understand something. God can impregnate you with a dream or a vision, but you can miscarry it if you miss God. Wow. Let me repeat that. God can birth something in you that he wants to do in your life, but you can miscarry what God has pregnated you with when you miss God. Now, you may say, well, brother, a miscarriage. A woman that's pregnant can have a miscarriage. The baby can lodge in the wrong place in her body. That's showing us from a spiritual standpoint, God can impregnate you and you can miss God because you're in the wrong place. You'll find yourself with the wrong people. You'll find yourself in the wrong location, and you can miss God because of the wrong location, and you can miscarry what God has impregnated you with. And then you can abort, you can kill, you can annihilate, you can demolish what God has put in you simply because you're around the wrong people. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Paul did not tell the church at Corinth that for nothing. And that's not in the Bible. Then the Bible says one sinner destroy much good. Now, I'm not just dealing with people that's in the world. You could have people in local assemblies that can kill the vision God has put in you. You can actually abort and kill and demolish what God has impregnated you with because of the wrong company. You can be around people that's carnal. You could be around people that's not doing nothing, don't want nothing from God, and you can stay too long in the place of breaking forth. When you should have come forth, you're still there. When you should have given birth to what you've been carrying, you can sometimes miscarry and then abort what God has impregnated you with. Stand too long in the place of breaking forth. And notice what God is telling Isaiah. He is an unwise son. Saints, hear this, please. You're listening to this message today. It's no accident. You've been asking God, Lord, what will you have me to do? Why isn't things not happening in my life? Lord, I'm seeking you. I'm crying out to you. God said, I hear your prayer. I see your tears, but you haven't obeyed me as of yet. To obey is better than sacrifice. Sometimes God may tell you to do something. Watch this, not for his benefit, but for yours. And if you really want to do what God has called you to do, you will start obeying God rather than man. And oftentimes, God has to free you from religion. He has to free you from tradition. He has to free you from organizations. I got to stress this, because sometimes you can be so programmed by an organization rather than what God has told you to do. And because you're not where God wants you to be spiritually, you're not obeying him. Yes, you're loyal to the place. That's fine. God wants us to be faithful. But your faithfulness should be above everything toward God rather than a man. Now, hear what I'm saying. You have stayed too long in the place of breaking forth. And because you could stay too long like a baby, lost in the mother's, the baby could actually get in a place in the mother's body where it's not supposed to be. And then the baby, and now today, thank God for technology, a woman could have what you call a C-section. Now watch this. Normally, a woman would give birth naturally, but sometimes the baby don't want to come out. They have to cut the stomach of the mother to actually go in and get the baby out. Sometimes God has to give us C-sections. He has to let us see why he separated you from a lot of people. Wow, did you catch that word? God has to sometimes section you, separate you from people that's causing you not to give birth to what you've been carrying. And they have to cut the mother's stomach and then go in there and get the baby, watch, so that the baby won't stay too long in the place of breaking forth. Sometimes God has to bring you through things that you never thought you would go through. Sometimes he have to cut you loose from people. My God, I feel this word. He have to sometimes cut you loose from organizations. He have to sometimes cut you loose from religion and so many people you've used to being around. He have to sometimes cut you loose, cut you down the middle, and then get you away from people that's preventing you from coming forth. Then God got to go in and take out. Watch this. Number one, he already put it in you, but God got to go in and resurrect what you was almost allowing to die in you and then cause it to surface. Sometimes God have to go in you and take out of you and then bring back to you what you've been carrying that you should have given birth to. But because God not gonna let his dream and his vision that he put in you die, God would have to sometimes separate you and then go in you and take it out of you and then resurrect it, then bring it back to you so you can nurture, watch this, so you can nurture and develop what you should have given birth to. It's like when a woman is cut open, the doctor go in and take the baby out, then bring the baby back to the mother. Now the mother can nurse the baby. Why? Because their baby stayed too long in the place of breaking forth. You're listening to this message today. You're saying, brother, this word is what I needed to hear. I've been wondering why things, and many of you have been going through travailing pains. You've been wondering, Lord, I have these mood swings like a woman pregnant. You have these mood swings. You feel like you want to do it, then you don't want. You have a complete different appetite now. It's like you don't want to be around a lot of people. God has had to separate you. God is bringing about a separation, a change in your life, even greater now, because his purpose for your life cannot be altered or changed by no human or no organization. And for too long, you have been staying in place of breaking forth. You have stayed in that place too long. God is calling you forth. He's calling you out. Many of you have a dream to reach souls. You're in a church now where people don't have an outreach. God may have to move you from that place so that you can reach the people God ordained for you to reach. Glory to your name. Staying too long in the place of breaking forth. And as you hear this message today, you hear God talking to you. You hear God talking directly to you, my brother. He's talking directly to you, my sister, because you've been crying out to God, Lord, I'm tired of just being like I am. I want more. I know there's more. I feel like I'm supposed to be a whole lot further than I am. Yes, you are, my brother. For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again. Instead of you teaching people, you're still being taught. You have stayed too long in the place of breaking forth. And there are many of you listening to me. You should have been started the ministry God has birthed in you years ago. But what has happened is you've become complacent and now you have aborted what God has birthed in you. I'm going to pray now. Because God wants me to pray now for you that's listening to this message today. If you will be honest with God and say, Father, I realize something. I realize that I have stayed too long in the place of breaking forth. I realize I should have been moved out. I should have been started what you put in me, but I was afraid. I was afraid that I wasn't going to make it. Be honest with God, and like this, God can help you out. If you don't get honest with God and tell God, Lord, I feel like I've been in a place too long of breaking forth. You will stay like that, my friend. And eventually, hear this good. God will judge you for not using what he's given you. And there are so many people don't know about what I'm saying. God will hold you accountable for the gifts and the talents he's given you that you're not using. It's a wake-up call to the body of Christ. You have stayed too long in the place of breaking forth. You're comfortable just going to church. God said, I got more for you to do than you just sitting up in the pew. You rush into church every Sunday. You rush in there to get nothing. It's time out for the food. It's time to get real with God now. You have stayed too long in the place of breaking forth. There are people crying out to God right now to be delivered. God said the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers, watch the word, are few. The laborers are few. Many people don't want to pay the price to be used by God. That's why many people are wearing so many hats in the body of Christ, because you have so much laziness in the body of Christ. So many people flocking in buildings, enjoying one man preaching when they need to be preaching, reaching souls as well. Amen. We're going to pray now. It's time to get honest with God and say, Lord, I feel like I've stayed too long in the place of breaking forth. I feel like what you have given me, I've let it die. I feel like I have aborted the vision. I've aborted the dream. Lord, I feel like I've miscarried what you birthed in me. And I feel like you have to do a C-section on me. Lord, I feel like you have to separate me from a lot of people and then take out of me what you put in me and resurrect it and then give it back to me so I can nurture it. Notice that. All of that's from the natural. But in the spiritual aspect, God has to do the same thing for us. Because sometimes we in the body of Christ can abort what God has birthed in us. We can sometimes miscarry what God has birthed in us because we're missing God. And then sometimes God got to do a C-section. He have to separate us and go in and take out of us what he put in us, then bring it back to us for us to nurture it. And if you're hearing God's voice, my brother, if you're hearing God's voice through this word, my sister, I want you to stop what you're doing. I want to pray now. I want to pray that God would resurrect us, that God will restore us and put us back on course. But first of all, to forgive us. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for this word. I thank you for this rhema word right here. Lord, as you showed me in prayer how many of us in your body, we have stayed too long in the place of breaking forth. And Father, as you showed me in prayer how there many have aborted what you put in them, how many have miscarried what they was carrying because they're missing you. And how many have to have a C-section. You have to separate them and then take in them out and then bring it back to us. Father, first of all, forgive us. Forgive us for staying too long in the place of breaking forth. Forgive us from aborting what you put in us. God, forgive us for miscarrying what you put in us, for missing you. And God, thank you for separating us if you have to do this so that your perfect will can be accomplished in our life. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you forgive us, cleanse us, restore us, and renew us. Revive us and anoint us afresh. I pray today, Blessed One, that you release such conviction to this spoken word that your people will get back on their faces before you. I pray for such conviction to this spoken word that we will see where we're supposed to be at now, that we can stay too long in the place of breaking forth. And Father, I thank you for the convicting power right now flowing through these airways. I thank you for us coming back to you, Lord, humbling ourselves down to you and allowing you to do a new thing in us. Father, thank you for anointing us afresh, anointing us again. And God, thank you for your mercy and your grace to us. And I pray today that you anoint us with fresh oil to reach souls for the kingdom like never before. Father, thank you for your mercy and thank you for your grace in Jesus' name. And help us to move from staying too long in the place of breaking forth. Give us back the desire to pray. Give us back the desire to consecrate. Give us back the desire to be separated again. And Father, thank you for restoring us back to our first love in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, staying too long in the place of breaking forth.